Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. You know, it's National 4-H Week.
Each year, Tony, National 4-H Week is held to give local county 4-H clubs throughout the country an opportunity to showcase what students have gained. Students participate in many programs, also service activities and other events throughout the year, and this is an awesome way to highlight what they do. The culminating event of National 4-H Week every year is One Day 4-H. It's a day of community service activities set aside for 4-H members, parents, leaders, and volunteers to give back to their community. It serves as a way to say thank you to the many people who have supported the 4-H program. One of the best parts about the 4-H is the many ways members give back to their communities, Tony.
Is there anything special this year?
Well, this year the 4-H Youth Development Program is going to partner with the Texas A&M Forest Service. They're going to help them commemorate their 100th anniversary of the Forest Service and its work to protect the citizens of Texas. To help celebrate this centennial anniversary, One Day 4-H will have a featured service project for the first time in its 7-year history.
So what's happening?
Well, this Saturday, October 10th, the Forest Service will be providing one bur oak tree to each county to be planted at a courthouse, city hall, or some other notable public property. This way it can be appreciated by everyone in the community. One cool thing about bur oaks, Tony, is that it's the only tree that will grow in all 254 counties here in Texas. It'll be great to see all the trees grow and flourish in the communities across the state, much like the young leaders who are members of the 4-H right here in Texas.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.